Good afternoon and welcome to Unsolicited Conversation, the podcast where I talk to myself to track my personal development, my triumphs through life, in hopes that it could help one of you guys listening today and one day build a community where we build each other up with pure positivity, tell each other stories, and conjure up other speak English together, maybe even a little French, and conjure up other souls to conversations. Sorry about that. I'm actually kind of just waking up because I had a really rough night. Like, my energy was really weird. I just really couldn't sleep, and I don't know why. And let me tell you, I feel like sometimes I just genuinely set myself up for failure. But before we get into that, let me just fill the new ones in on who I am. I am Robbie Simone, and this podcast was originally built or created to, you know, create my little safe space, but reaching out to so many beautiful souls, they have come back with, "You're so authentic, I love you, QRS, XYZ," and honestly, it's made me want to do it even more. So at first, for starters, it was definitely for myself, but it's definitely become kind of a brand. And I'm genuinely happy about it because that's all I've ever wanted, is to really reach out and touch souls. What was that? I think we're having an alien invasion. I don't know if you guys heard that, but there's something going on in the background. But anyway, yeah. So let's just jump right into topic. So, like I said, I couldn't sleep last night, and I don't know what was going on. Like, I had a great day. I danced. I shot like 4 or 5 videos. I planned my podcast, but not, you know, I planned it, but I didn't outline it, so sorry about it. With that being said, you know how you just feel really off, like something isn't right. Well, I can't really explain it, but something wasn't right. So finally I lay down. Well, I grabbed something to eat. I talked to my brother a little bit, and it doesn't make me feel any better, which it normally does, because my brother is my whole heart. So I lay down, and when I lay down, I'm watching Ridiculousness, and then I turn off my lights and my TV, you know, because they say, like, if you have, like, lights on and, you know, stuff to, like, pay attention to, basically, it's not going to help you fall asleep. And I'm trying to get back on a good schedule, because ever since I worked overnight for like that whole Christmas season, it's really messed up my schedule. But nonetheless, I was just trying to get back on a good schedule. And the night before, I was getting closer. And then today, I intentionally did things to tire myself out so that way I could be nice and sleepy, you know, at a decent time, at like at least 12. That didn't happen. So I end up scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through Twitter, scrolling through Tumblr, scrolling through Pinterest. I read a little bit. And normally when I read, like, I'm reading such a good book by Vex King, Good Vibes, Good Life, that, like, I read until I'm tired. I read until, like, I felt my eyes getting heavy. And next thing you know, I turn off my iPad, I turn off my phone, and I'm still, like, up in my thoughts. And the first thing that came to mind is my past. And I think it was because the specific part that I'm at in my book was speaking about my past. Not my past, but, you know, coming to terms with your past. And there's a lot of parts of my past that you're gonna learn real easily that it's just a heaping hot mess of who done did it and why did they do it. So, make a long story short, I'm trying to like build up excuses as to why I was being nosy. So I ended up going on a couple of my exes X's pages, and I don't know. I went to my ex from like high school's page, and she was having a really tough time. Like, I don't know what was going on because I really didn't read too much into it because it's none of my business. And every time I, you know, go not minding my business, I start to put other people first. So, you know, I wrote her, and I was just like, "Hey, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be straight. You got this." This is what I'm saying. I set myself up for failure. Then there is a specific ex that I can't wrap my head around. Like, she's an amazing person. She's a beautiful, beautiful soul, both inside and out. She's goofy. She's literally the perfect person. And maybe not to you, but to me, sis, she's just fucking fantabulous. Like, even on her worst days, she looks fucking amazing. So, I don't know, for me, I mean, it's not all aesthetics, but damn, shorty. Nonetheless, I end up, we're not on talking terms, make a long story short. So, I don't know why, I have no clue. It was just like me just being so impulsive. Like, I just was just like, fuck it, just go for it. Because at the end of the day, some people are going to laugh at it. Some people are going to be like, Robbie, what the fuck is wrong with you? But other people are going to understand, like, look, you had to do something. You had to do something. I mean, probably not anybody's going to think that, but I am a firm believer, and this has been me since birth, that, like, you gotta do what you wanna do, how you wanna do it, because you either shoot your shot or you don't. You have 100% chance to miss if you don't shoot it at all and you just live in fear, rather than you shoot your shot and there's a possibility that you make it. And maybe you shoot your shot and it hits the rim, or maybe you shoot your shot and it just bounces back at you. But you learn and you grow from each and every experience. And not only that, there's different types of people, and and people react very differently. And with that being said, I shot my shot, but I didn't shoot it in like a, you know, hey, let's talk type thing. I just genuinely wanted this person to know that, like, hey, no matter what you're going through, no matter who you're going through it with, no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter if we're talking or not, I got your back. I'm swinging if you swing, if you need me to swing, even though you're not a violent person, but you know what I'm just saying. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm just that type of person. And I know that, like, her vision of me is probably completely corrupted due to the circumstances and the things that I have done, which I'm taking full responsibility and ownership for. But with that being said, I don't know. When I make a promise and you fulfilled your promise and you were there for me at my toughest times, I will never forget you. Nonetheless, the relationship that I'm speaking of in this instance was amazing to me. Like, I've had a lot of relationships, and to be honest, I'm one of those people who, like, I don't get comfortable fast, but I try to make you comfortable fast. Like, I just want to get to know the ins and outs of you. I genuinely can basically, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I used to have this thing where I would, like, go, or not necessarily go, but, I don't know, I had these, and don't take this really, like, super, super seriously, I had powers, right? And these powers, I would, like, get people really comfortable, I would make them feel really, like, how do you word this? Like, it's like a level of comfortability. Like, I would have them right underneath my foot. Like, if I said move, you better move. You know what I mean? But with this person in specific, I mean, granted, they never really told me no. They never was, you know, a bad person in any way, shape, or form. But this person still had a mind of her own. And that was, like, shocking to me, because I had never had that before with when I used my powers. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Let's make a long story short. She imprinted on me. Like, what is this? Animal Planet? Animal Planet, witchcraft, vampire diet. Like, what is this? But, seriously, like, she basically imprinted on me to the point where it's been years after the relation, and we still don't talk because of the situation and how I went down, but I still can think about her once, twice a week, and it doesn't matter who I'm with, it doesn't matter if I'm talking to somebody, it doesn't matter if, I compare everybody to this person, and I think it's because she put me on such a pedestal that I had never been on before. So, I don't know. But anyway, what I say when I set myself up for failure is, this is what your girl did. And I know this is not normal, and I know people are gonna have something to say about it, but I legitimately I went in an unorthodox way of handling things. Like, it's like, I know you don't talk to me, but this will get you to at least look at this message. And I sent her $3 on Cash App. Because I felt like if I wrote an apology, first of all, it's not going to fit in the four column. Like, let's be real. It's not going to work, sis. And second, if I'm going to apologize, I better apologize with, like, some roses, her favorite shoes, and another pair of shoes, plus two more shoes, and then an outfit, and then, like, treat her to a resort in Antarctica. Like, it has to be something like that because of what the level of fuckery that I pulled. And it's not, it wasn't even like a cheating thing. It was just like I was such a shitty person to somebody who was really genuinely good to me. And I think maybe it's a guilty conscience. But anyway, I don't know. It was just really weird that I knew that, like, my people that I had been with was going through something, because even after that, I couldn't sleep. And I mean, after I did it, I obviously scrolled through and seen if anything else was said after that, just to make sure, because sometimes this person can be a little snotty and be like, I don't need you, fuck you, bitch, like, you know what I mean, like, or just have something to say about it, but, like, not directly, but also not indirectly, kind of, like, generally speaking. But I always know that it's, like, has something to do with me or pertaining to me, because, hello, I just did something. But nonetheless, even after that, and I, like, scrolled through for, like, another hour, just making sure, like, she was asleep before I did it, and after I did it, I went to another ex's page, and this girl was also going through something. I'm like, God damn, like, what's going on? It's just like, what is going on? Why am I the only happy one here? This is not right. Everybody deserves happiness, like, genuine happiness. And I'm, granted, some people did me really dirty, really dirty, like, dirtier than, you know, the dirtiest shoe I've ever seen, which is my white Vans. But, like, all jokes aside, I genuinely feel like everybody deserves happiness. I don't care what you did. I don't care who you did it with. I don't care how many people you did. I don't care what the circumstances. As long as you didn't kill anybody, and it's definitely not my family, I don't even give a shit. Okay? Because I have done wrong. I have manipulated. I have tried to get up somebody's sleeve and, you know, keep them for my own, and, like, basically, like, own them like they were my fucking puppet or pet. Like, I have done the worst of the worst. I mean, I don't really think that, well, I guess it genuinely depends on your opinion and what your environment's like and what you consider the worst of the worst, but honestly, I don't care. Like, my heart is so big, and my mind is so open. I don't know what was going on, guys. But last night, I really couldn't sleep, and I did that. That was a thing that happened. And I don't know why it happened, but I feel like if there's any way to make a mark, that's the way to do it. But, and I know you guys are probably wondering, like, oh my god, did she reply? Did she do this? No. But that's not what I was expecting. What I was expecting was for her to look at that message, and she's probably not smiling at the moment because she's going through something, obviously. But be able to look back at it and be like, damn, this person is either trying to change, is genuinely here for me, or goddamn, this bitch is annoying and she won't leave me alone. She must really love me. You know? Because either way, all of those are facts. All of those are true, and I have no fear saying it, and I have no care in the world about it. So, there's the thesis. So try not to be friends with me, because if I want to be your friend again, I do weird shit like send roses to your house or come visit you when I'm not invited. No, I'm just joking. I would never do that because I don't want to get my face, the door slammed in my face. Like, that's one of my biggest fears, is to like come up to somebody uninvited, like in hopes of like something in specific, and A, not get it, and then B, like be dismissed, rejection. But rejection with certain things, because I don't live in fear anymore. Flipped hair. Okay, I don't even have the type of hair that you can flip right now, but just pretend, okay? But yeah, that definitely happened, so. And it's like, do you feel bad about it? Do you want to go back in time and take it back? Absolutely not. Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Not even an inch of me. Like, that's the bad part. I do feel like I should have waited, because I don't even know the circumstance. I just know that my vibes are off, and that normally means something's going on. And, like, I could just tell. I don't know what it was, though. And it's none of my business, and I don't care. If you're not happy, I'm not happy. I mean, I'm happy, but I'm not happy that you're not happy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a bitter ass bitch. But anyway, that's the thesis. But also, yesterday, like I said, I had a great day, and before my vibes got all misconstrued and discombobulated, I finally took the time to do my digital declutter, not digital, Jesus, Robbie, my December declutter. And I know it's January, I know it's I know it's January, but I was supposed to do it in December, and I like started, and then I stopped, and then I started, and then I stopped. But I've had a lot of time on my hands, so your girl's been motivated, and I decided to do it yesterday. So now I can, like, thoroughly tell you guys what I did, rather than, like, tell you the half-assed story of what I did. I also shot a video on it. The video is not the best, because I can't, like, capture every single bit and piece. Plus, the lighting is trash. But it was kind of like a vlog, declutter, vlog, decluttering of the vlog. Like, I don't know. It's one of those videos. My videos are getting up there. Like, I'm kind of happy. They fluctuate a lot, though. Like, I got some have like under 10 views. Others I have over 100 views. Others I have 700 views. And then there's like these random 3 videos that have over 1K views, or 1,100. Jesus, Robbie, go back to school. So that's really weird. I'm not feeling that part. What's also weird is my Instagram, I only have 400 and some followers, yet I get 300 to 1,000 views. strange. I mean, I use hashtags, but I don't really use them that often. Like, I'm going to be real with you. I kind of just consistently post them to my story. And I know my followers are probably so annoyed by it, but I'm one of those. But yeah. But anyway, back to my decluttering. So, what I did was, I had a hot mess, and you'll see in the video, I had a heaping hot mess of clothes, stuff that I didn't touch, stuff I forgot about, all just like laying in from the garage to beside me to the floor to the storage unit. So I bought this rack recently, or kind of sort of semi recently, and I have my clothes and my jackets hanging up on them. I also have like a thing on the back of the door that I hang my jackets on. So, make a long story short, I haven't really finished the clothes. Like, it's gonna be a 2-day video, or if you've already seen the video, because I'm not sure when I'm gonna post it, it's a 2-day video. But it definitely, I definitely didn't finish the clothes. Like, this is day 2. But I decided to do a podcast first because I shot the video first last time. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I have clothes from the dryer, actually, I'm kind of sitting on, and then I have a hamper of clothes that I have to fold, put up, hang up, and then I have to put fresh linen on my bed because it's tis the season. I took all of the things that I don't touch, that I genuinely had forgot about, aka it's gonna be just wait till I get my own crib type situation. I put those all in like a tin, and then I put that tin on the bottom, and then on top of that tin I put stuff that like I rarely use. So like my yoga mat, there's carpet down here, so I don't really use my yoga mat, excuse me, but when I do go to off the beat, I tend to bring my yoga mat and like my books and stuff. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. Indigestion. Upset stomach. Diarrhea. Yay. Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol is fucking gross. Sorry. Okay, so then after that, I went in the garage and seen like what was in there. And it's a lot of stuff from like my ancient days. Like when I went to school for medical assisting with my mother. I have like a box of stuff like that. I have a lot of books from my grandmother. Because when I was in the Virgin Islands and a little bit, honestly, when I was in the Virgin Islands is when I studied the hardest, and not the hardest, but the most. So I have like a lot of Jehovah's Witness books and stuff like that, like the hardback books. And I just kind of like kept them in the box in the garage because, I don't want to put all the books, like I have already a smaller container for my books, but I didn't want to put them in there because A, they won't fit with all my other books that I have, and B, I just didn't feel like carrying them. They're like heavy. Like, the medical assisting book comes with 2 books, the book that you actually write in, and then the book that's exactly the same that you just read. No, not happening. But I did fit as many stationary things into a little tin, put that tin at the bottom, or the middle, and, no, I put it at the bottom, actually, and then I put, I spit in the microphone, and then I put, if I say one more time, I put, I don't even know what to call this tin. It's like my recycle tin. Because I have like, what are they called? Like those ice cream. I don't know if you guys were around when I was like obsessed with the mango sorbet. But from Talentini. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But you can get it at any local grocery store. It's like plant-based. It's like mango lemon juice. It's delicious. Not plant-based. Well, I guess it is. It's just vegan ice cream. Like, I can't have regular dairy, so it was, and I love mangoes. So I was going through those like a fish out of water, honestly. So I had like 20 of those. I had a couple pickle jars. I actually put those upstairs so that way I can use them as cups and mason jars. For like my overnight oats. I know you're thinking like pickle jars, but they've been out for like at least 6 months, so that taste, that flavor is gone. Plus they've been washed so many times, and if not, I can always have my parents use it to put grease in, because they have this thing where they store grease in a container, or like not a container, but like old glass jars. If your parents do that, they're low-key black. Just saying. No, I'm just joking. What else did I have? Oh, I have like my medicine. I take so many pills. I usually have to go and refill my pills twice a month, depending on which pill it is. But I know by itself I take up to 9 pills, and I think I'm about to start taking 10 because of the side effect of one. So it's just like, basically I have a lot of empty pill bottles, and I don't know what to do with them quite yet, and I don't want to just throw them away, because I feel like they can be reutilized. I mean, they're just pill bottles, and it's not like it was liquid in them, so, hello. Yeah, so I got about that far. So now my whole entire, storage unit is clean, and my brother can work out in peace. I put all my shoes in this giant Amazon box that I used to get my lighting, because I bought more lighting. All the stuff that I have that's used for like storage, like my boxes for my Apple Watch, my box for my Apple charger, my iPad box, my extra cords, that's all in another tin. Well, not another tin, but one of the tins that I use for, like, I may touch it, but I'm not touching it anytime soon type situation. But yeah, that took an entire day. But with that being said, I did have a great organization day, because I don't know why, but I just genuinely love to organize and clean. Organize, clean, cook, and create. Just that simple. So, yeah. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much it, guys. I have really nothing more. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it like you guys are right here. So, anyway, today I have to take pictures of the stuff that I want to sell, finish up this laundry, change my linen, as stated before. Probably just finish up a bunch of podcasts, and then go through these papers, because I know you've heard me talk about it before, but I need to go through these fucking papers, guys. Like, I have so many papers, and I have some papers in an expandable folder, but I still have so many papers left, and I need to know if I need to open up that stationery tin again, because I'm not going to be lifting and doing a whole bunch of extra stuff. Today I did make some oatmeal for breakfast, and it was absolutely delicious. And if you haven't seen it, you need to go head over to my Instagram and look at Eats. And I put strawberries, I put blueberries. I cooked the oatmeal with blueberries. I should have cooked them with bananas to make it sweeter, but we won't talk about it. And then I took a whole banana, right? Cut it in half. Then I took one half and like sliced it in half, but like the long ways. If I don't really know how to explain that. So it's like you can make a sandwich out of it. Then I put peanut butter on it and then some chai seeds and made like a peanut butter banana sandwich, but without bread. And it was so delicious. And then I had a bowl of oatmeal with chai, coconut, and strawberry, cinnamon, and more bananas. So, my morning's going great. Yesterday, I tried the sea moss with just banana and blueberries. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. It was so good. And let me tell you, time I drink that sea moss and like drink the entire cup. Not that you guys care, but I have way better bowel movements. I am so energetic. And I don't know, I feel a lot greater in my body. And it makes me feel good, like, in my mind. So, hello. Who doesn't want to do that? So, if you guys haven't heard, fruitsandroots.com, roots with a Z, all the money goes to Africa, and they feed them, they help build schools, and they show you everything that they do with the money. So, I find that to be so, so amazing. Like, sometimes when I watch the stories, it like makes me tear up, because it's like the same person, Shaka Bars from BET. But anyway, I don't want to keep you guys here all day. I know you're probably tired of listening to my beautiful voice. That sounds like I just woke up. I kind of did. But this has been an unsolicited conversation. I'm Robbie Simone. This conversation always continues on my Instagram and on my Twitter at Robbie Simone. I also have a YouTube, so be sure to check it out. Like, subscribe, and rate and review this podcast and tell me what you think. It's been a lovely chat with you guys. Make sure that you guys are prepared for season 2, because we're really going to get down to the nitty gritty. Love, peace, and hair grease. Over and out. Goodbye.